This is Listener's Guide, a series from Big Secret Records. Each episode leads you deep into how the label's releases were made with the artists who made them. I'm Andrew Jones, the owner and operator of Big Secret Records, talking to you from the label's home base in Portland, Oregon. Today, you'll discover the influences that led to the fun-sized pop song Several to Take Back Down by Bob Cummins Jr. That's track 3 off his album Shakewell for those keeping score at home. We also talk about playing hard parts live and how to build weird guitar sounds note by note. Enjoy. Several to Take Back Down, that one seems a little more straightforward, where it's like, it's pretty short.
Yeah, it's like a minute 30 or something. It's pretty short.
There's only one chorus, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's one chorus. And
it's such a good chorus. You just do it one time in the middle, and then that's it.
Yeah, so then you'll play it again.
That's all you get. Yeah. Exactly. So you play it again.
It was inspired, by a song on the record Bearer of Bad News by Andy Schaaf.
Oh, yeah.
What's that tune? It's like a minute long. Man on the Stage.
That song fucking rips. Oh,
yeah. Like, it's got a real quiet verse, and then it has the chorus, and then you're done. And so, I mean, I ended up, like, whenever I listened to the whole record on my phone, I would go, I think I'm going to listen to that one again. Andy cut me off. I'm going to order another. But it was inspired by that, and hyper pop. Like, I was listening to that Caroline Polachek record, Pang, had just come out at that time. Perfume Genius. He has those loud, quiet Nirvana moments in his music that I love. I love the drama. But it also kind of started out as a joke a little bit of just, I'm going to write a stupid pop song. And it was super fun to make, because those are the best songs.
Seemed tricky. I mean, to me, who didn't have to learn them and just saw some people rehearsing them before we were tracking them.
Right, that's when I felt bad, because the keyboardists in the live version, Keith and Stacy, who are wonderful keyboardists and very able to do that part, I still felt so guilty having them play that part, because I was like, I didn't even play this on the record, but you know, I don't want to sequence this. I would rather y'all learn it. And but I mean, they killed it. It almost made me like the song better. Seeing them play that part live, I was like, man, Logic is a genius.
Yeah.
There's like bit crushing all over the album, but this one features it pretty prominently. Was that something that you like wrote with that in mind, or was that something that kind of came in mixing with you and Skinny?
So I wanted to make it sound like a guitar in early video game. And so what I did is, I don't remember if it's an electric or an acoustic guitar. I believe it's an electric that's going direct into the interface. But I played each note by itself. And it's like four tracks of each guitar, doing one. Yeah, and then I bit crushed each one so that there's none of that weird resonance.
That's genius.
But it still has that bit crushing effect.
That makes sense, because when I was like figuring out the chord, there's this like kind of C-ish one That's the last chord of that like cycle.
Right.
I was like, this is it. Like, these are the notes, but it sounds different. And that's why, because there's like no other like harmonic, you know, interplay between all the notes. I didn't realize you played each note separately.
Yeah, I probably wasn't playing. It probably didn't add up to be a chord that you could traditionally play on a guitar. But yeah, this there's a heavy bit crusher on that. I don't remember if anything else in the track. I mean, maybe the vocals have like a little bit of a bit crusher on them.
The vocals, I think initially when I got the tracks, had like some slapback delay on them, and so I just like dried it up completely.
Right.
And like gated the hell out of them and was just like, I just want them to whisper through. And yeah, then I think we bit crushed, and then the guitars on the bang, bang, right, on the chorus, we did something to those. We ran them through some sort of cool distortion. Oh, it was that tube driver, the Chandler tube driver.
Oh, right.
And we got those to be like really crispy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That was another one that I feel like it just sort of, like it was already there. I just had to like
there's just a lot going on. Yeah. So you just had to create space, really.
Yeah. Yeah,
and it sounds slick.
that seems to be like a sonic theme through Shakewell, is like, this sounds like music, but it sounds like there's something really unorthodox happening to make this sound. Like, I can't tell if this is real or if this is not real. Like, what was, you know, an acoustic instrument or like a real electric instrument versus like a patch on something.
Like unorthodox through inexperience. Like I've heard that about collaboration, where once you figure out what makes your collaboration work, then it's like a John and Paul thing. Once you realize what your dynamic is, then it breaks down.
Yeah, your dynamic is over.
So now I'm like trying to figure out a way to make the next one where I don't know anything, because I feel like that was such a thrilling part of making this, where I knew a little bit about music but not about recording or like that process, and so that was all new to me, and I think it makes it pretty special.
I'm remembering this is just a side note. I'm remembering right before Bob released Shakewell, or maybe right as he released Shakewell, his Spotify bio was something like, Bob Cummins eats ice cream for breakfast and pancakes for dinner. Bob Cummins has a 24-inch Toshiba flat screen if you're interested. Or like email at Bob Cummins or something.
Yeah, I put my email and I put the dimensions of the TV to see if
it would fit. I love it. It's a Toshiba. That's the icing on the cake.
Yeah.
Sorry, tangent. I just thought of that.
I'm a gearhead.
It's so funny. It's so funny.
And I want you to know what gear you're getting if I'm going to sell it.
I love that song. Subscribe to the podcast to learn about the rest of Shakewell, track by track. More songs like that coming up in future episodes. Visit BigSecretRecords.com or find the label on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter to learn more about what's next from the label. Thank you for listening.